This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued an NPRM seeking comments on rule changes that include letting Part 141 flight schools do all their knowledge training online and requiring pilots of single-pilot turbojets to pass proficiency checks. AirTrek, the longtime Florida air ambulance service that was shut down for 15 months by the FAA, only to have many of the alleged violations dropped, has been awarded $120,000 in legal expenses by an NTSB judge. Solberg Airport in New Jersey has won a round in its battle to fight an eminent domain taking of its runway safety zone by Reddington Township. A special airworthiness information bulletin for operators of Eurocopter AS350B or D helicopters warns that upgrading to the BA model with its higher gross weight needs to be accompanied by an upgrade to more capable emergency floats. Airbus has delivered the first of two A318s equipped with steep approach capability to British Airways. The U.S. Air Force will advertise more aggressively to fill 20,000 civilian job openings in the next 5 years. The Iraqi Air Force has located 19 missing MiG fighters that Saddam sent out for maintenance before his regime fell. The bad news? All but two have been cannibalized in Serbia. Piaggio Aero has announced two new additions to its U.S. sales force. Cub Crafters is building a network of certified sales centers. And you may think you have NIMBY issues, but at least yours aren't shooting at you. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, hear the first of two installments of my interview with legendary aircraft designer Lance Nybauer, whose designs have evolved into both the Cessna Corvallis line and Lance Air kit planes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.